It's shaped like this. It has a little stem, and it has a round top.
That's all right.
And it's kind of whitish or brownish, and it's a mushroom.
Mushroom, that's true.
All right, do you have a name for, like, the one, different names for mushrooms?
Yeah.
They call them anything else?
Well, that's one of those things that you go out there in the garden and pick and eat, and one of the mushrooms is poison. Mm-hmm. I can't think of which one is poison. One is, one of the mushrooms, I think, is sprout.
Can you think of any other names people call mushrooms? Or?
No, I don't know any other name to call them, but just mushrooms.
Have you ever heard them called toadstools, or?
Well, I've heard that, but that's kind of a different shape than those toadstools. Is a little thing grows up and has a little round top to it.
Uh-huh.
That's what's called a toadstool. We used to call them toadstools too. That's what we used to call them a long time ago. But they grew up and had a little. Well, top round, top of they're real soft.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat the piece of meat because he just couldn't
swallow.
Okay. He could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. If you're able to do something. If you're not able to do something, you might say, "I'd like to, but I just
can't do it."
Okay. If somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, "I got up to work before sunup, and I fought all day," to let them know you don't feel like it.
You're right.
So you say, "I got up before sunup and I'm
too tired to do it."
All right. Because why?
Because I worked too hard.
Say a boy got a whipping. A boy got a whipping.
Yes.
You say, "I bet he did something he..."
Yeah, I bet he did something wrong.
Or if you wanted to let me know that instead of doing something that he should have done, you might say that he did something he
shouldn't have did.
Okay. In refusing, in a very, very strong way, you say, "No matter how many times you ask me to do that, I'm
not going to do it."
When you get something done that was hard work, all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without helping you, you say to him,
I say to him, "You're too lazy to help me, or you
and
don't."
That, what?
Yeah.
The least you could have done was what?
The least you could have done, you could have helped me. Hmm. Yeah. Still standing around.
suggesting the possibility of being able to do something. You're not quite sure, you know. You say, "I'm not sure, but I
will try."
But if you're not even sure you want to try, but you don't want to say no, you say, I'm not sure I'll do it, but I'll help you do it.